Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Gestkimer Group discussion on trading update of second quarter 2018 on 16 July 2018. Throughout today's recorded presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Before we start, we would like to draw your attention to the fact that some of the information during this call contains projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future financial performance of Gestkimer Group. You can identify forward-looking statements by terms such as expect, believe, anticipate, estimate, intend, will, could, may, or might. The negative of such terms or similar expressions. We wish to caution you that their statements are only predictions and that actual events or results may differ materially. We do not expect to update the statements to reflect events and circumstances occurring after today's date or to reflect the occurrence of anticipated events. Many factors could cause the actual result to differ materially from those contained or our projections or forward-looking statements, including, among others, declining economic and credit conditions, our competitive environment, risks associated with operating in Russia, rapid technological and market change in our industries, as well as many other risks specifically related to Gestkimer Group and its operations.
Dear all, good day. Before start, let me present our team. My name is Anna Garmanova, I am CFO of the company, and my colleague Sergei Levitsky, he is head of IR. First of all, we would like to give you comments on the market trends and our results, and then move to Q&A session. About macro briefly, according to macro situation, real wages growing reached by 7% in May and the same level in April. Real disposable income was in positive zone, about 0.3% in May and higher about 5.7% in April. Inflation unfortunately remained stable at about 2.5%. And you know that in spite of relative macro stabilizations, we don't see any strong drivers for high consumer spending recovery. Moreover, the consumer sensitivity to price is still high. At the same time, some of our competitors stopped to copy our price in order to increase their margin. Its negative influence to their like-for-like and to their revenue growth. Additional, most of small regional players are extremely struggling and close their stores. First of all, I mean such players as Katyusha and Lukomorye. Due to it, during the Q2, we received many M&A proposals from such companies. And now you know that we have additional opportunity to our growth. That's why, as you know, in Q2, we doubled number of new openings and opened 20 new stores. Also, we have decided to update our guidance and we will open at least 300 stores in the midterm, including at least 100 stores in this year. Also, we would like to scale our successful store in Kazakhstan and enter a new market. We made decisions to consolidate the Belarusian market of children's goods. There were some issues which influenced to our decision. First, at all, Belarus is a member of the custom union. The second, it has a similar macroeconomic and demographic situation. Also, this market is highly fragmented, and additionally, Russian-speaking populations and a short logistic distance increase the attractiveness of this decision for us. We're in procedures now of analyzing assortment and brand strategy for this market, and we will be ready to announce the details of these decisions at the end of this year. In any case, we are planning to open first store in the next year in the capital of Belarus. Coming back to Q2, the company successfully started summer season, improving our average ticket and decreasing the share of promos in clothes compared with the first half of the last year. The other category shown relatively the same growth as we reached in the Q1. As you know, our total revenue increased by 14.6%, but in this Q2 we had some one-off effects. You know that the large number of the fire inspections we had in the Q2, and it significantly affected to our business. And without this one-off effect, we think that the revenue growth in Q2 will be 16% at least. But now all inspected stores have been opened again and they are working. That's why we don't expect additional losses in the future period. Also, we continue to generate high like-for-like traffic, which amounted to 8.9%. But we have a slightly decreasing in our average ticket. At the same time, our view that average ticket will improve from quarter to quarter thanks to stable promos and accelerate inflation. In Q2, we reached a very good result in our online sales. The growth of our online sales was 93%, and the main driver of this was our in-store pickup function. Product mix of our online sales changed towards increasing the share of newborns. The share of total online sales in the whole business was 6.6%, and we believe that we increase the share of online sales in our total revenue to the end of this year. The share of in-store pickup in the total online sales is more than 70%. Now we don't publish our financial results, but our EBITDA growth, as we expected, to increase by at least 38% for the first half of this year, and this is our conservative view for EBITDA growth. There are two reasons for such growth. First of all, we managed to keep high level of gross margin due to two factors. First of all, due to improving of turnover of our toys and its positive impact to our PL in part of our bonuses. And the second, we increased the share of private label in different products. That's why it also helped us to keep very high level of gross margin. And the second, we continue to work hard for improving our operating efficiency, and it also helped us to keep such growth of EBITDA. In addition, we would like to update your expectations about our CapEx. As you know, now we operate two DC, rented in Krokshina, and our own DC in Bekasovo. Also, we are going to open one more DC in Ural region in the end of this year or maybe in the beginning of the next year, and it will be on the rental model. The lease contract of DC in Krokshina will expire in end of 2019. Also, for the keeping a very high level of centralizations, which drivers of our logistical bonuses, we will need to open one more DC in Moscow region. Now we're analyzing the efficiency of rental or our own models, and nevertheless, it will be value accelerated investment. I think that briefly that's all, and we're ready to answer to your question.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will start our question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have the first question. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Our first question from Marat Ibrahimov, BKS. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. On your top line growth or like-for-like sales growth, can you please specify which products show what kind of, what type of growth, for example, toys, footwear, other stuff, if you can provide some numbers in order for us to understand what categories are showing greater growth than the others. Thank you.
Murat, thank you for your question. In terms of product mix and like-for-like sales growth, we got positive results on fashion category because, as you remember, that in the Q2 of the last year, we had one-off, that is bad weather. That affected, first of all, on our average ticket. But now we did not have such bad weather. The weather was good, and that is why we shown very positive, very good like-for-like sales growth in fashion category. Also, we continue to good trend of positive and high like-for-like in toys, which allowed it for us to, as we expect, realize very high amount of back bonuses from our suppliers. So we outlined two categories, toys and fashion.
Thank you very much. Very clear. As far as I understand, to some extent, this growth, especially in fashion, is due to low base effect, right? And this is why you're seeing strong year-over-year.
Partly, because of course it's difficult to, you know, to distinguish, to outline this trend by some parts. But of course we understand that the low base also helped us to accelerate like-for-like sales growth. But in any case, we continue to be a player with the best prices in all categories. This is our main strategy in all categories, which of course allowed it to have such high like-for-like sales growth at all.
So could you please repeat once again? You want to maintain flat prices and not raise prices, right?
Sorry.
Your strategy is to keep prices flat. You know, in other words, not to raise prices.
It depends on our players. On the one hand, on the weekly basis, we monitor prices in online and offline, and our strategy to have the best prices. But at the same time, we see that our players, mostly in this year, stop to copy our prices. Most of them can't have the same prices, I mean low prices. That is why maybe the market in the future will allow for us not to to decrease the prices, to invest in prices.
Another question. What are you seeing in footwear sales year-over-year? Are you seeing strong double-digit growth or what? In the second quarter?
High single digit.
Okay. Also, as far as I understand, fashion and toys are the most high-margin categories. And that's why you probably should see higher growth. We shall see higher gross margin in second quarter, year-over-year. Am I right?
Relatively, yes.
Okay. And also, what can you please comment? You mentioned a few words about competition. What's your competitive environment? What competition is doing currently?
In terms of specialized stores, as Anna mentioned before, that most of our closest players are struggling and shown very dramatic like-for-like sales growth. As we have already mentioned, that most of them stopped copy our prices. Yes, and in terms of online sales, we don't see any big effect on our sales. Of course, there is still competition between Детский мир and food retailers. Of course, we can't say that there is no competition at all, but nevertheless, from quarter to quarter, mostly in newborns category, we managed to increase our market share.
And what about online retailers, especially from Chinese online retailers? Do you see increasing pressure from China?
We don't see any pressure, and as I said, of course, online e-commerce at all shown very high growth, but now it's not so big, and now it can't affect on our total business, but nevertheless, our online sales growth also is very high, three times higher than market growth of e-commerce of children's goods in Russia. So overall, we don't see any big problems in this.
Another, coming back to consumer demand, since, as you said, the share of fashion and toys in the average check has increased. This suggests me that the demand, the consumer demand, is not weak. Can you confirm that or say opposite?
Yeah, I understand your question. The consumer demand it's not strong. We believe that it's weak. The main driver of our positive results in fashion and toys is the traffic from our competitors. It's not a trading up. As Anna said, that the macro is not so strong. At least it's flat, but not. There is no any trading up.
You are consolidating market share at the expense of your rivals. You're taking market share from your competitors.
Yes.
Okay, that's it for my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Our next question from Maria Bereznева, Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the presentation and taking the question. I just wanted to ask about the one-off. Could you share information on how many store closures have you had and for how long, and confirm that all the stores are back to normal operations? Secondly, could you please share with us what potential do you see for Belarus in terms of size of the opportunity, market capacity, and what you could potentially roll out, such as in the media, by in 3 years' time, or etc., just to get a sense for how much this could add to your top line. And in terms of the also when you think about expanding into this geography, could you talk about the model there and would it and whether you expect to generate similar returns in capital as you do in Russia?
Okay, I start to answer and Sergey helped me. In part of closing our stores, it was about 30 our stores, which was closed for the period from 5 days till 3 weeks. And I would like to put your attention that the main causes why the stores was closed was some problem with shopping mall. All shopping mall was closed, not only our stores, that's why the term of this closing was so long. But now, as I have mentioned before, all these stores are working without any problem.
Sorry, can you repeat the second question? You mean our guidance on future openings in the midterm, or what is the main question?
But just if you could talk about the size of the opportunity in Belarus.
In Belarus. Honestly, now it's too early to give you any guidance on the future openings, we stated that at least we will open the first store in the next year. But in terms of the market volume, the market relatively is the same as Kazakhstan has, is about 40-50 billion rubles, I mean Russian rubles. So first of all, we need to open a pilot store. Of course, we are now analyzing how we will implement this retail concept. On the one hand, it can be our brand or another new brand, but now we are in the process of analyzing it, and after opening one pilot project, we will be ready to give you guidance in the midterm. But the market and potential the same as Kazakhstan has. Let me remind you that in Kazakhstan we are going to have at least 50 stores at the end of 2021.
Okay. And in terms of the overall store level economics, do you expect it to be similar to Russia?
We have unique strict investment criteria for all stores. It doesn't matter in Kazakhstan and Belarus and Russia. Criteria is that internal rate of return must be at least 40%. That is why we expect the same efficiency.
Okay, that's clear. And just once again, the rationale, I mean, there is obviously still, do you see less of an opportunity to roll out stores in Russia, or bigger picture, and that's why you're starting to look at other CIS markets, or is it more of an opportunistic approach?
Of course, we see that we have very successful experience in Kazakhstan in terms of the geography expansion. And that is why we now try to open our retail chain in other CIC countries, including Belarus. And then we will see about other countries beyond CIC countries, I mean Europe, etc. But it's long-term thoughts, long-term strategy.
Okay, and could you please provide highlight once again on the distribution centers? How much capex are you looking to spend, and what is the potential savings that you're looking to generate from optimizing the distribution network, the supply chain?
You know that in part of our DC in Euro region, now, as I told, we are going to rent this DC without any significant capex, and we are going to invest in capex about 200 million rubles, not more, for equipment. If we make decisions to buy this DC, it will be in 2 years, maybe a little bit early, but I'm not sure, and the capex for this DC will be about 2 billion rubles. It's our estimate for the present time, but I repeat that we don't make decisions to buy this DC. In part of the new DC, which we are going to open in Moscow region in the next year, now we estimate all issues about the DC, but I think that if it will be our own DC in this case, capex will be about 2 billion rubles, not more. But I repeat that now we don't know exactly that which capex will be. But in any case, this new DC helped us to increase our bonuses, logistic bonuses from our suppliers. And in total, it helped us to keep very high level of centralization and to keep very high level of margin. And in total, we think that maybe in the first couple, 3 months after opening this DC, maybe it will have negative influence to our working capital as we had in 2015 when we opened our DC in Bekasovo. But in 3 months after opening Bekasovo, we improve our working capital. So now we are waiting that the same situation will be with the new DC in Euro region and in Moscow region also.
Okay, so just to make sure I understood you correctly, the launch of the new DCs effectively will help to support the gross margin close to the current levels through increased logistic bonuses rather than help to increase it.
You know that I tell that it helped us to keep high level for logistic bonuses and it allowed us to be more free when we make decisions to invest in our price. And you know that our gross margin depends, the level of our gross margin depends on the market situations and our decisions to invest or not invest in price and it depends on market. But you know that our main goal to keep double-digit EBITDA margin at least. And for us, the main drivers of our success is the EBITDA margin, not gross margin.
Okay. Just to clarify, when you talk about 38%, at least 38% increase in EBITDA, you're talking about EBITDA X LTIP or including LTIP?
We reported, we published reported EBITDA growth, including LTI expenses, but we expect that EBITDA, adjusted EBITDA growth will be about...
I'm sorry, we don't close this information about EBITDA margin.
Yeah, expenses, and that is why the growth of adjusted EBITDA, it will be at least 33% for the first half of 2018 year to year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. And one final question for me, at the risk of hijacking the call. Could you please comment on what do you estimate is your current market share and how much has it increased year over year in the first half?
Market share, you mean total market share, yeah? You know that we have figures on the full year of 2017 in terms of volume of the market. That is why we can't estimate the market share in terms of the first half of 2018. But of course it increased because other participants closed stores, and in our view, the market did not grow at all.
Okay, so it's roughly 20%, yeah? 1%.
In 2017, market share was 20%. And 51% if we mean specialized channel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. You have no further questions. Please continue with any points you wish to raise. Dear speakers?
Yeah, so thank you for your time. If anyone has any follow-up questions, please don't hesitate and get in touch with us. Thank you again, everyone, for the time, and have a nice day.
Thank you.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. Ladies and gentlemen, you may now disconnect.